This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire region. And we had rain in northwest Arkansas. How about in the Arkansas River Valley?
Yes, nice, cool, and wet here. So maybe we'll get a last little bit of rain before we head into the fall season.
And this is the final Friday of summer. You have the latest Compass report that has come out that kind of gives economic grades to Arkansas's major regions. And for the first time in a while, both Northwest Arkansas and the Fort Smith Metro have good news?
Yes, good news. And finally, as you said, we'll start with Fort Smith. And as you said, we give them grades. And their second quarter of 2013, which measures April through June, was a C, which is better than the first quarter and better than the second quarter of last year. And what we're seeing in the Fort Smith area through this analysis, and again, the Compass report is the only independent economic analysis of Arkansas's three largest metro areas. And what we're seeing in the Fort Smith area is that it's not better by any stretch, but we're seeing improvements in the number of employed and the gains in building permits just continue to really hold up. When it started out and we were seeing this construction activity in the area, we were concerned that it wouldn't continue through the year, but it's still, and even though this is a second quarter report, we're still seeing strong building permit values through August. So it's nice to see the Fort Smith area kind of recover again. It's not that we're back to where we were. It's just that maybe we've reached a bottom, and we were kind of on the bottom for a while, and it's starting to tick back up in the Fort Smith area.
As my professor in college of my botany course can tell you, however, a C is tentative. You can get improvement, but you're not too far away. I mean, it's still a very a sort of shaky position.
Yes, that's good. That's a good analogy. It is shaky. We'll just keep our fingers crossed. Of course, Northwest Arkansas continues to be just rocking and rolling. And the second quarter grade of was a B for the region for the second quarter. And it's as our economist Jeff Collins noted, you know, it economic trends in Northwest Arkansas. And this is interesting. It's a smaller metro area, but in terms of the growth, it continues to outperform Central Arkansas, which is a much larger metro area. It adds more jobs month to month, adds more to the labor force. It's one of those things we may look up in a decade or two for those who are still around, and that Northwest Arkansas area may have a larger labor force than Central Arkansas. But the takeaway here, it's nice to see both Fort Smith. I mean, obviously, Northwest Arkansas has been rocking and rolling for several quarters. But it's good to see both regions, both geographically connected regions, doing well for a change.
I want to ask you about one sentence that's in the Compass report for the Fort Smith metro area, and that is a line that says, for better or worse, Fort Smith is still a manufacturing town. And that kind of goes to the heart of the present and future of the metro area, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And, the Fort Smith region, the reason it took a hit so hard, so much harder than the other metro areas, is that it had such a higher percentage of the workforce either directly involved in manufacturing or in manufacturing support. I think an analogy for folks in Northwest Arkansas would be, you know, what if the retail sector took a huge hit?
Exactly.
You know, and it would just be tough. And that to a lesser degree, is what's happening in Fort Smith. Now, the hope, you know, we're seeing a lot of talk about the resurgence in manufacturing, and you have Walmart pulling this, pushing this onshoring project to try to bring manufacturing back. And you hope that helps the and it will to some extent, but as we're seeing, a lot of manufacturers are coming back, and you know, a decade or so ago, if a manufacturer comes in and makes $100 million investment or so, that would have been 500, maybe 1,000 jobs. Now it's maybe 50 or 100 jobs. I mean,
right.
it's the investment is capital. It's equipment intensive. It's capital intensive and not labor intensive. So, again, you'd rather have 50 or 100 jobs than no jobs. But I think what we're hearing and the economists I talk to say, even if manufacturing returns and becomes healthy in the U.S., it won't bring back the jobs that we were accustomed to.
Earlier this summer, Walmart made headlines across the country for announcing they would provide benefits to same-sex couples. Now comes word that many employers in Arkansas will be doing that.
Well, yes, the Department of Labor announced earlier this week that certain plans, retirement plans, health plans, pension, those type of things that fall under what's called the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, which we all know as ERISA, some of those plans you will have to provide benefits. You'll have to make benefits available to spouses of same-sex couples. So, you know, in Arkansas, even where there's a ban on gay marriage, these benefits and what the law says, what the ruling says, is that Arkansas companies have to honor legal weddings that happen, legal same-sex weddings that happen in other states or other countries where it's allowed. So, and it's not a small, it's not an insignificant number. It is, according to the Department of Labor, it will affect a little over 700,000 private sector retirement plans, 2.3 million health plans, and combined, they estimate it will reach 141 million Americans. That's probably 40-45% of the U.S. population. So, for Arkansas, which is a politically conservative state, it will be interesting how this is how this is received by many of the employers who will now have to implement that.
Finally, there's going to be another addition to the University of Arkansas Fort Smith campus. This one devoted to visual arts.
Yes, and I know us goofy journalists, we're not supposed to get excited about stuff, so I'll try to hold back on this. But yes, a $15.5 million grant, and the grant comes from Siloam Springs-based Wingate Charitable Foundation there. But it will pull all of the arts programs on the campus, and you know I've seen some of these buildings, and I mean some of these students are working in basements and. So this will be a very welcome addition. It'll include a 150-seat film theater, but it's just a great development, pull all the arts together. And we have to remember, this is a university. I know that West Ark Community College was around for a long time, but this is a university that's added millions to its campus, and it has less than a decade under its belt as a university. And they have around 1,000 students now living on campus. I know that's not a lot compared to there in Fayetteville, but for a fledgling university, it's a good sign, and we hope maybe to see a few more of these buildings pop up in the next few years.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, education, and much more for the entire region. Quickly, Arkansas Rutgers, do you have a prediction?
I'm gonna predict that Hogs are gonna win. My heart wants the Hogs to win. My head tells me it may not happen.
Okay, that's safe. Thank you, Michael.
All right.